We're holding a lemon aleph on an aleph by the two dots. Omer Shlokesh, my dixiv, ahoya emunas itecha, choising Yeshua's chochmos vadoas. What's this pasuk referring to? It's referring to a person who has, he has emunas itecha, choising Yeshua's chochmos vadoas, he has all these wonderful things. Emunas is a Seder's Rhyme. He has Seder's Rhyme under his belt. He knows all about the Seder's Rhyme, which Rashi says is there's the ability to give Maishas Karoi, etc., is based on a tremendous amount of Emunah. Itecho is a Seder Moyed. Different times. He knows his times. He knows all the Lachas of Moyed. Time. Chosin is a Seder Noshim. Chosin is referred to Seder Noshim. Rashi says that the Chosin is a Lashon of Yershim. Others learn the Chosin is a Lashon of strength. And the woman is the one who's, that's the strength of the man is from the woman. Yeshua is the Seder Nezikin, which saves him from all of the various damages he could do to other people, including Chayv money. Chochmas is the Seder Kachim, and Doas is the Seder Taras. So this fellow Poshet, he knows Gansh, all of Tarshah Baal Peh. Filohachi, Yiras Hashem hi Oitzoroi, and the Pasuk continues and says, but Yiras Hashem is the Oitzor, which what you want to gather to treasure in the Oitzor is Yiras Hashemayim. Amar Rabbah. Now, what's going to happen? We're going to talk about this idea. Yerushalayim is an imperative. Overlearning, etc. That's going to be the topic of the next few pieces. Meanwhile, Rabbi has a different kinach to it. The same pasuk, but also with different kinach. I remember Shoshan, if he's not on the din. I remember when a person comes in the Shemaim to din. So they ask him, Emunas, Nesosav and Nesatav Emunah. Did you interact trustworthy to other people? Okay, Itechus, Kavati
Yitim Latara. Is that confined to business? Or?
As far as I understand, someone learns referring to Emunah, meaning Emunah Chodesh Baruch Hu, but the Pasha type usually Nesosav and Nesatav Emunah means interacting trustworthy in regards to, I guess it would be promises also, but it's
curious that there's no element of bin adam l'chavero here other than that. In other words, gimel's chasadim and so forth.
Okay, I don't know. Kvatit and Lutara, Asata Privarivya, that's Chosen, Sibisal Yeshua, is Yeshua's, Pahalta Bachachma, Vanta Dabarimit of Dabar. That's Chachmas and Doas. Filohachi, E. Yeris Hashem, E. Yitzara, in Eloi Loi. Mashal Adam Shem Lachshluchai. Helli Kur Chitin Laliyah. To take up a container of a large amount of chidin up to the aliyah, a kur. Polach behela, he took it up. Amalais, he asked him, Yeratali behen kav chumtun? Did you put in a kav's worth of chumtun? Rashi says it's a type of earth which you put in and helps preserve the chidin. Amalai lav, says no. He says, Amalai mutavim lo yuhelisa, to take it up. Without putting it there is a waste of time. It better you shouldn't have went through the whole shlef of putting it up there. Rabbi Shmuel, Ma'ariv Adam Kav Chumtun, Bekarshal Tuva Benachreshes. So in the halachas of Mechira, you're allowed to mix it in, and that's understood that that's what you're getting. You're getting in the Kav of Chumtun, the Kav of Chitim. It's not really four Kavs with the Chitim. It's minus a Kur of Chitim, a Kur of Tuva. You're getting a Kav of Chumtun inside of it. Because that preserves it. So the Gemara is comparing Yerushalayim to the preservative. It's not, so it switched from being the Iker, which Rashi learns the first one is saying, to saying in the second one that it's a preservative. Now, there are those who learn, Nefesh Chaim learns the first one also. It's not seeing it as the Iker, it's seeing it as the preservative. Torah, the Iker is Torah, learning Torah, knowing Torah, but you can't learn Torah, know Torah, unless you have a Keli to hold it, and the Keli to hold it, the Oitzer to hold it, is Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is what allows the Torah to become part of the human being, as opposed to just she used to call it a studium. A studium is Yiddish for a study, a subject. Talmud 101. This is not Talmud 101 and Talmud 201. This is Stachteir. So the person in Yiddish, Nefesh Chaim makes an interesting cheshbon. He says that before a person, anytime before a person learns Torah, really he sees that each person should be learning Musar. So, inculcating himself Yerushalayim to be able to absorb the Torah that he's learning. Then he takes it a step further and he says he says that, there's two things he says. He makes if in the middle of your person's learning he feels that his Yerushalayim is flagging, is lagging, it's losing its fire, so he's allowed to stop, interrupt his learning and learn some more Yerushalayim, because it says you're ma'arav the kav chumten into the core, so it has to be mixed in. So you hear what his Yerushalayim is. No, it wasn't. He got it so he could push it. His thermometer on. She's molly Yerushalayim, and plus he feels like 3 hours in, it's not the same. He needs a little bit of Yerushalayim boost. So there's Rishus, it's not called Bittul Torah, he says. Stam's interrupt learning from a Musar is the Bittul Torah. But since it's going to preserve the learning, so it's Mutar. Yeah. I'm worried about guys telling jokes in the middle of, I'm telling jokes in the middle of my learning, and he's saying, Musar, Mitten, and Musar is Bittul Torah. But it's Mutar because you got to mix in. Rashi. Said Israelim, Shalamuna Sa'adam Semech Lahafish, my sister of Kuroi. Rashi seems to say, what is that? Muna Sa'adam, we trust the person, or means Rashi that we need the Muna of a person, the person needs a Muna. Chayesim Lashon Yorshim, Mayyade Isha Noldu Yorshim. Said in Ezekiel, Mashion, it saves him. Mazir lifresh mihezek umiskayev moment. Das is odav michochm. Etaris is considered a different level of understanding of learning than the kachin. He had sort of he iker who iker achoshev beinov letzer belasa skula lizikar. This is what you're squirreling away in your treasure house. The person has to be kavei himself that guaranteed he will not get too involved in his business. I'm not sure what Rashi means at that. Usually that's referred to as Chachma and Bina. Over here we're using it for Das. Kav Chumtin, Eretz Melecha. It's a type of land. I'm always never sure exactly what Eretz Melecha means. It sounds like land which I always pictured it like a limestone, which sort of like has a crumbling aspect to it. It seems that I think it could be through a lashon of some type of melach, some type of assault. Mishmer says a paris mehaslia. It prevents it. It helps it from rotting. Selling a kura of tvua with one kav of chumtun in it is not called enoah, that you're selling really only 179 kav of chitin and one kav of chumtun. So you're jipping the guy, knowingly jipping him. It's not a problem. So he has the inner keys, which is the Torah. He doesn't have the outer key, which is Yerushalayim. But high aisle. So how's he going to get in? Machas of Yana. Yana announced Kabbal. It's such a sad thing. It's a problem. Al the last late Taro Darta, the Tarla Darta of it doesn't have the chotzer, and he makes a door to the chotzer. So he's presenting the chotzer is the Yerushalayim, and the learning is the gate to get into the chotzer. So he's making the ikar of the Yerushalayim. The purpose of the Bria was that we should have Yerushalayim. Shenema Elokim Asa Shiru Melefanav. Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosef. They were sitting. Chalav Asa Rabbi Yaakov Re'achav. Rabbi Yaakov Re'achav was passing back and forth in front of them, taking care of something apparently. So. The governor, the chilchatoyin, he's a person who has year, his year of chait. Amalei idoch neku mikame the governor barayin, he's a person who's b'tamachachem and knows a lot of Torah. Amalei the other, so A said back to B. I said he's a person who has years chait. If I'm martelin, you said back to me, at bar Orion who? He said he knows a lot of Torah. I mean, the year knowing a lot of Torah, it's not as significant as years chait. So, like, I said, let's get off of him. You know, in a normal scenario, you say let's get off of him. You know. He knows the Mishnah, Gan's Mishnah. He says, "No, you're talking about he knows Gan Shas Gemara." You know that's how you go. And he's saying, "I told you Yerushalayim. You tell me he knows Gemara also." Like so, Moshe Sithayim, the Rebbe Lozer, who Amar the governor, the Chilchatoyin, the Rebbe Lozer of the two people sitting there, Rebbe Simon and Rebbe Elazar, was the one who would put the stress on Yerushalayim. And the word hain means, it's translated as achas, one. There's one thing which is Chochma, and that is Yerushalayim. So this time, that's a good riot. The Gaon says a nice cop that if you take all of the osius, so an aleph and a tes can be paired together to make 10. And the base and a ches, gimel and a zayin, dalet and above, hay stands by itself. It doesn't have a partner. In the next set of numbers, so chof is yud is 10, and tzadi is 90, gives you 100. Chaf, pei, etc. Nun stands by itself. So the two letters which are called, it's, I think mentioned the concept is mentioned in the Zohar, I think somewhere, which are called yichidiyos, which are called ones, they're unique ones, is hei and nun. So hein the word which represents one, something which is the outstanding point, is represented by the word hain. So it's a crash.
Your Shemaim. It's interesting that in the end, I mean, the halacha, if I'm not mistaken, is you stand for a chacham, but do you stand for someone who just says, you know, Yiras Hashem?
There is an important concept in halacha of standing for a person who's a Baal Meisim. A person who's a Baal Meisim, he's a Tovim. He does Meisim Tovim, you have to give him Kavim. It's not the same chiyuv as for Talmud Chacham. On the other hand, the Talmud Chacham doesn't have Yerushalayim. The Mor says that you're not mechuyav to chashish for his Torah. So it's not for a person. The Altav and Kalim says, maybe it's still from Rav Yisrael, but I think he said it himself. He says, why do you call a Talmud Chacham a Talmud Chacham? Why do you call him a Chacham? He says, in a matter of fact, in Yiddish, the word chacham is a person that, you know, is a chacham. He's a smart aleck. You know, he thinks he knows so much. That's what the word chacham means in Yiddish. I mean, chacham is, like, you know, by the start of it, it's like, chacham, you know, it's like, that's the most important thing, you know, where there's chacham, you know. Why we call him, it says, a chacham is a person who thinks he's there, thinks he knows it all. A talmud chacham is a person who knows that he has that much more to learn. So we're mechabed a talmud chacham. We're not mechabed a chacham. So pretty much you contain in that concept that idea. Okay, so Grash Yerushalayim Doima, the Psachim Chitzonim Shederech Lehem Nichnasim Lepinimi. Kachem Yerushalayim He Nasa Chared Lishmar Velasa Yisim Lab Enu Choshes Aturas. So Yerushalayim is like the entrance way to get into the Torah, to let the Torah be absorbed into the person. Hayayo Beisa Pesach Nitzas Liptoich. It's a panimim. How you get in, you don't have a key for the inner parts. So he's touching that Rabbi Yani says the other way around. Yerushalayim is the chatzur, and the Torah is the key for the chatzur. I said to him, you're giving him a lesser praise. Hey, Yiras Hashem, Yechida he, Hayira Barlam. This Yira is extraordinary. Okay. Dorsha Rav Ula, Madhisib Al Tirsha Harbe. Positives and Kalas. Don't be a big rush. There's a lot of rishis. Harbe hudal yirsha. Ma'at yirsha. It's okay if you do a little. You should do it. You should do it. So don't do it. You shouldn't do a lot. It means you should do a little. Ella. Amisha achel shum berecha noidev. Yachse berechel shum. Acher. Berecha noidev. Person eats some garlic and he smells bad. So he said, therefore, go eat some more. More garlic. So someone, a person already did a various. So you know what? Whatever. I'm a terrible person. This is me. I can't do it. Just whatever. Just and if he defines himself as such, and he allows himself to continue to do. So that's you're being. Don't use your fact that you were rushed a little bit. You were did things improper a little bit as a reason to therefore do more. That's all Tisha Harbin means. It's like a person who ate garlic and says, you know, well, I might as well just, you know, totally make myself smell it. Darsh Rav Ula, Rabbi Bar Rav Ula, Ma'adik Siv, Ki Ein Chatzuvois, Lemoisom, Ubori Ula. What does the Pasuk mean? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Adayin, L'Vashem Shenech Charedim, L'Tzeven L'Yem HaMis. So they're not Chatzuvois, which is Charedim and Atzevim. They're not fearful and otsev and sad about what's going to be with the Yom Misa. But rather, not only that, El Shabori Libam, Shalibam Bori Lehem Ke'ulam. Pashat, they're totally confident that everything's going to be, you know, be good. Hanudamar Rabba, the Rishon says, there's a paradox that the Velt has. The person doesn't learn Musar, thinks he's a pretty good person. And the person who does says he's such a terrible person. He says, because the person who's not Muslim doesn't realize what it means to be a good person. So he's, you know, no, not bad. The person that's learning, realizing what you're supposed to be, says, wow, I got a lot to do. You know? See, there. So the Rasha feels pretty good about himself. And the Tzaddik is like, you know, wondering, oy vey, I'm such a terrible person, I need to do more, you know? So leave him bore lehem kula. V'anadam rabba ma'amai l'siv, it's like, darkim kesel lomay. So what does it mean? Yehudim b'shoim sh'darkim l'misa, v'yeshem chela v'ksislam. So there, it's like there's a they're covered over with fat. They don't absorb the concept. Shema termer shichehi mihem. Maybe you'll say, but they're not even aware of that. There's this Gehenna out there. They're doing bad things. They can speak it out with their lips. So it says, you know, I know I shouldn't be doing this, but don't add on more. He already smells and makes himself repulsive to his friends. You want to make it worse? And he eats some more as well. It's on a regular lid, but he might as well just make himself totally smelly. Create him a tamer in the tree of the chatsubas. Say it dark. The time of kvura, that's their eternal rest. But exceed is that darkim kessel amr. Yodim heim shizu darkim. They know this is their way. And around the way to Misa, it's coming, and they're not necessarily on the good path. The kloyus are the ones which give a person aitzes. The kloyus represent in the person the ability to strain. Because the function of the kloyus, the kidneys, is to strain out the impurities from the blood. So the blood is the nefesh of the person. That's the life force of the person. We're straining out from that all of the ra. So the kloyus have the function of being able to give a person proper direction, etc. But they're covered over with this fat, which doesn't allow it to function. So what is that? Machshev seifim. They're aware of the power of the machshava of the seif really should impact them, but it's covered. Shema termachos chelav shachachah. They forget about the fact that it's not here forever. Rehem shagigim. They forget all about their focus in life and therefore their shagigim. No. Bachem avis esos elsi lover lev mavsham achrei ovdom. When they die, what's going to happen to them? They know. B'fiim yirtzu. V'yisar b'tomit. They'll talk about it. Yeah, I'm really going to go to Gehenna for this. I'll begin in Mechazer. Okay. A little bit of Hilchasa back into back in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that the person who put out the fire because of the these very different reasons, the list of Mitzachos, that's Mutter, it's good to Sakana. Kechosal Inner, Kechosal Hashem, Kechosal Psilo. Tanakama says, Chai, Rishi said, Potter, except for Psila. So, Rabbi Yossi commands Sirle. Who does Rabbi Yossi hold like? Ik, Rabbi Yehuda, Sirle. Rabbi Yossi, Lach Hashem, Tzirkel, Gufas, Chayiv. Fila Bahanach, Nami, Lachayiv. So, Kachosel, and there also, even though he's putting out the fire, not, he's doing Kibui, not because he needs the malach of the kibui. The kibui is giving him something positive. Kibui is the act of kibui is done over here, and it's being poyol that the nair is saved. So it's a malach of shenet shichel the gufa. If you hold like a mirror, the notion of the gufa is chayiv, she be chayiv b'chasa nair, k'chasa l'shem. Elamai, ikrib shimen sirle, so psila namely potter. So why in the case of psila? He says he's putting out to save the psila. So it's also like you're doing a kibui to save something else. So why are you chayv in that? Why is the older case is chayv? I'm older. Lo elam shrib Yehuda Sirle. So Ula says that Rabbi Yossi is holding Rabbi Yehuda. Lachshen Sirle Gufa is chayv. But except Rabbi Yossi, so the malacha of kibui is by definition a kilkul. It's getting rid of something. Normally that functions as a kilkul. But it's kilkul amanas the sakein. So if you look at the tzigul gufa, I'm doing a maisa here, a kilkul here, and the tikkun is here. So I'm doing this to get be able to facilitate that. So that's malachas tzigul gufa in a certain sense. But if the benefit is accrued here, so that's called this element. There is an element of tikkun in this thing itself. So soyser is a makalkal. But Dr. Biosi, since if a person says I'm not living nice, so there's element of tikkun in the steer. But he holds Sabri Biosi says I'm not living nice, being karmai havi soyser. Even like a holy Rabbi Yehuda, that you can be chayv in the kufa because it's considered a tikkun, the fact that I'm facilitating something else, but it has to be that the tikkun is here in this place. So then we consider this act an act of tikkun. But if I take apart this thing to rip it apart, to use the materials to build something somewhere else, this remains the status of a kilkul right now, and later on there'll be a tikkun. So, I mean, soisa the ore, I'm going to ask to recreate ore here. So the place where you do the kibbutz is in the psila. So that's leaving the stream karma. But the fact that I'll have oil to do something else with later on is not called bim karma.
I mean, you've got the oil can be used here, can be used somewhere else.
But the kibbutz is not in the oil. The tikkun has to be in the place where the malach is. The malach is not in the oil. The malach is in the psila. You're not mechabah the oil. You're mechabah the psila. Amalei Rabba. Rabba says, "Whoa, one second. Michti. Kol malach is yafinu lo mi mishkan. Where was such from the mishkan? You would take apart the mishkan to transport it somewhere else and rebuild it. So it's only v'hasim." Says Amanas Livna Shalomim Karmayhu. It was taken apart to rebuild it somewhere else. Amanas Shani Hasim Kima the Ksiv Api Hashem Yachanu Kesef Amanas Livna Shalomim Karmayhu. That's called taking apart to build it, rebuild it in the same place. I told you the word Rav Chaim Shalevit says that the mashal of the mother was holding the child in the bus, traveling from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim. The definition of where the child is not in Tel Aviv or nor Yerushalayim, the child is in its mother's arms. That is Ula's pshat. Rabbi Yechonon Amar Lo Elam Ki Rav Shimon Sirle. He holds like Rav Shimon. Lachshen Sirle Gufa is Pater. Ma'ishna Psila. Kedavur Hanuna V'temer Ravara Barava. Hachu Psila Shetzarech Lahavava Askin. Psila, which needed, had not been singed beforehand. It lights much better when it's singed. And you need to singe it, so a person would have it lit. So the act of being mechabe it is what allows it now to be ready to use it later on at a later point in a much better fashion. So part of the process of preparing your psila is lighting it and then putting it out. So that is not a case of melacha shen tikkun l'gufa. The tikkun of the psila requires that I put it out. So the kibbutz over here is not to let me use the oil somewhere else to allow that the nair should be saved, the lamp, the container should be saved. It's that the kibbutz which he's doing in the psila makes the psila better. So that's called shikha l'gufa. Amarabba dekanami. The katani, the mission, neshu shuoysa pecham, l'katani min neshu nasis pecham, shvaminu. Okay, so it's the point of the mission that that the goal over here is to make pechem. He's trying to make the psila have its charred element to it, thereby making it better to light, as opposed to saying the result is that there's pechem, but that wasn't your kavana. So you say that we're stressing that this kavana was to get the better, more usable psila. Excuse me. Zach Rash. Little piece of Gemara, letter Rash. Philip Sila Nami, the Pacha, the Chasal of Sila Nami, and it's Rechel, Hamalacha, the Gufa, you don't need it for itself. The Malacha, I don't keep it. The Malacha's keep it. Keep it, ask me, and it's Sarah, he doesn't need to keep it. You know, like, Huber Me'olam, Hamenichalet, this Rash, she tossed to define, Rechel, the Gufa is, I preferred that this, and it's Rechel, the Gufa, I preferred the whole thing shouldn't exist. So removing the mace, he doesn't really need. The purpose of removing the mace is getting rid of a problem which exists. He would prefer the whole thing shouldn't be here. So regards to saving the oil, that would have been easier for him. Also, if it had been singed beforehand, if he's concerned with chosel and your chosel shem, ki is bei tvei, haminichale bei. I'm not sure exactly how you apply it to the case of the psila. You apply it to the oil, so you're worried about the oil, so you should have, the more oil left, the happier you are. So the more not having light is the preferred thing. So that's the Morish Kash. More answer, loyal mix for Behuda Sir. Late, the Bishop answer the Gufa, let me if you're not part of the Itzil Gufa. Hell, but Sir Hilda Dabarach, even for something else, when I'm a Shabbosu. So doing a Malacha here to facilitate X is okay. And that's considered a Tikkun. Mechim Mechabala, Bishop Chais of the Shaman of a Nair. So why in the Gayu Potter, when you're putting it out to save the Nair or the Shaman, let's sort of answer the Gufa, but he'll sky it. The potter ksaver says someone else leave this from kama have a sister person is taking apart to rebuild it in its place is a valid sister. What does that mean? Kol makalkel the Shabbos have a potter. The makalkel is potter. Shabbos lab heino malechus. My Shabbos is lacking in the chashivas of malacha. The sister that's a general concept. Says the time Babas Malachas, the Machayev is so someone else living. So it has to be that you're doing it not just a kilkul, because the Saisun is a kilkul, destructive, but you're doing it in order to facilitate building. And therefore it's considered a tikkun. And we're talking about a case, so the Saisun is facilitating the binyan. Without the Saisun, you can't have binyan. So it's a tikkun. The Hashalav kilkulu. Comes along, Yerzi, Sabradim, Karma Chazer, Boyno. Who the mechayev a steer? But if you're planning to rebuild it here, then the steer is a tikkun. Vila loy loy and not. So that's by soyser. Umechaba dumid the soyser who kibui is like soyser. That's a betzim. It's a hilgul. You're taking away light. Mechain kareya dumid the soyser. These are things which are potentially destructive acts. These are removing something. You're putting it out to be able to relight it, because that's where the fire is. You're putting it out in the key in the psila to relight in the psila. There's a kibui, a stira, amanas lidna is amanas to be mad. He's not worried about the wick, he's only worried about the other ones. He can throw the wick out as far as he's concerned. He doesn't need the oil to light somewhere else. Later on. Besachin here is there, and this container. It's in the same place. No, it's not. Because what you're putting out is the wick, not the oil. So you have to look at the place where you're doing the stira, and then you have to look where you're doing the binyan. Part of your is in the wick. You're throwing out this wick. So the makam stira is in the wick A. You're not going to rebuild wick A. What does it do with anything? It's just because you want to relight over here. It's not because you're making pechem. That's not the point. So that you have to be doichel the pshat like this. Climber. Or it became singed, and you're going to plan to use it again to relight it. The Gabinia Makam Stira. Okay. Zakrashi, Rabbi Sen, before my Rabbeim said, Nir B'Shemen, Ika Lamemer, Miboyle, Midi Achrini, Volahadi. Psil, its only function that it has is to light it. So that's Amadas Limnus, to reuse it and by Shemen, you might use the Shemen for something else. So saving the Shemen is not Amadas Limnus from Kaima. How do you want to use the Shemen to light in this lamp? That's called Bibakaima. Rashi says, well, linear or Shane Srichimon or Ludachi. Say you don't have to get involved in that. So maybe, or you're not planning to do something else with it. The Mishum Diklamemer, less long, because of this idea, you could use it somewhere else. You're saying, really, Shemen and Nair are the same place. They're saying. But you might draw the Shemen out. No, less on the Mifter rate. Shehu Yodeo Lamach Hosolein. He knows what he's planning for. Stamir Eina El Lahadik Bipsil. The lamp, for sure. Oh, I might use the lamp as a coin holder, you know, to store my coins in there from now on. Maybe, but usually you use the lamp to light. So, according to the Pshat, that's called Bim Kaimai. What's the problem? Mishnah Manasa is Shlomim Kaimai. Who? Leave place A, go to destination B, and rebuild it over there. The part of the Mishum then Sikh on the Gufid. And so the Gufid is part of Chosa Psila, I had a timer, the Mechayah. So why? So Chosa in air, you're part of Chosa the Shem, you're part of then it's the Gufid. Chosa Psila by Yechayah, I had a timer, the Mechayah. Because the Tzarech Lahabavo, Shalhuva Mbadjoim, it wasn't singed properly beforehand. So the way you're going to do it is light it and then put it out. The Kiva is out, the Tzarech Lagufo, Shehi Halav, Noach Lechazba, Kashiyav Laldika. So this will now facilitate it, that it will light well the next time you light it. He wants to make this carbon deposit over there. I'm a bekiva at Tzarech Lagufo in Marbi, Tama Kiva, which he knows for itself. Well, Tani Shanaz is Pechem, Mitzki Lossoy, Shemba, like I said before, it was once upon a time a gerb shot ready to light. Then Nimni Lamemar. Time of Mishum, the Vaspinyan who, Dika Binyan b'Mokum Stir, Masha Ein came b'Shem and Neir Shalachachu b'Binyan Stir. That if it had also used Losan Shanasis Pechem, that would be the Tana would be trying to stress that this is a here is where it's going to be used in the wick. That's where you make the Pechem, which that's what lights with it. Whereas the other one's not. Then it would have been the Pshat Nasis Pechem. So three things cause the person of Shas Ladism. Rashi Gomer Farish, Maishna Shas Ladism. What's the point, the significance of Shas Ladison? The person said, because that's the time of Sakana. So a person has potential responsibilities which they haven't fulfilled. So they deserve to be punished, but the person waits till the time of Sakana, for the Satan comes along and says, the time of Sakana, now it's not the issue of should we punish him, it's the issue of should we save him.
It's a lot of I mean, if someone had a heart attack.
Right, but the Shas Leda was a common thing for a woman And it was a sakana. It is a sakana. The elements of sakana involved in later. Just one thing I want to put down from the Tosa. The Tosa points out, if Rabbi Yehuda, the first time Rabbi Yehuda said the old thing like Rabbi Yehuda, the most in the group is chayiv. You need amanas libis from kaimai. Now, according to Shimon, amanas libis from kaimai, the chayiv should give you malachas shichalagufa. I need to do it here, so this becomes this is. Because he agrees, such amanas libis is chayiv, because it's called shichalagufa. So where's the argument? Says Karnav Shimon, it's only considered tzarich legufa if the new result is better than the old one. So then I can't have the tikkun were it not for the stira, and I need the stira, because without the stira I won't have this greater item. But if what I produce is equal, so it's not called tzarich legufa. Okay. You say, well, I need to put it out because this way I'll be able to light it again. That's a strange. I don't need it. Just leave it lit and you won't have to light it again. Right? So that's not called needed. Well, but if I'm going to light it later on in a better way so that I need to put it out, that's a tzrich lagufa. I need this thing for the result which will be better. Whereas according to Behudah, you don't need tzrich lagufa. So that's why, but you still might need amanas libis bim karma.